Some people strapped for cash have found a quick fix, stealing manhole covers. Thieves sell the heavy lids to scrap metal dealers for prices that continue to rise. Manhole cover theft has been a huge problem for years in countries such as India and in China. Long Beach, California is one of the latest American cities to be hit by this odd and dangerous trend. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Stealing a manhole cover, especially one in the middle of a busy street, seems to be a tough crime to pull off, unless you know how.
Oops. There's a pick hole side here to help pop it up.
Chris Wilkerson isn't a thief, but a veteran of the Long Beach Water Department.
Edge, so
all he needs is a pickaxe.
Because this is about 215 pounds of cast iron.
Whoa.
And then I just got to flip it over and use the handle of this to go ahead and pull it over to the side so that we can, gain entrance into this manhole.
That took Wilkerson all of 23 seconds.
Okay, you look really strong. But you couldn't pick that up and throw it in the back of a car.
I believe that would take two people or a very well-built person to be able to try to lift it.
Since January, 80 manhole covers have been pilfered from Long Beach streets. Ryan Alsop, also of the Water Department, says before that, the city had lost only one.
So 2008 has been a wake-up call, really. It's the theft of these has really ratcheted way up. And it's become a real problem.
A 30-inch wide open hole in the middle of the street can cause a lot of problems. At least two Long Beach car owners who drove over the open sewer chambers have claims against the city. And in Philadelphia, a 12-year-old girl was injured after she fell into an open manhole. Laura Copeland of the Philadelphia Water Department says the thieves are relentless.
And this is a low estimate, I think up to 10 a day.
That's 10 manhole covers and sewer grates stolen every day. And it's happening across the country. Cherokee County, Georgia lost 30 sewer covers in just 2 weeks. Chicago lost 200 in a month, and 75 were lifted in Greensboro, North Carolina. Philadelphia police have made a few arrests, but Water Department spokeswoman Laura Copeland says the local scrap metal dealers are partly to blame, since they're the ones buying the stolen manhole covers.
You know, the thieves wouldn't be taking them if they weren't getting money for them.
But even with scrap metal fetching record-high prices, double over last year's, recyclers only pay about $10 to $15 per cover. Chuck Carr, a spokesman for the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, says cities should do more to lock the lids down.
Years ago, we learned to put deadbolts on our doors to protect jewelry and valuables in the home. Today, we have to think of ways to at least make sure that these materials don't become easy targets for thieves.
That's closed.
Yep, that's closed.
Back in Long Beach, Chris Wilkerson drops the manhole cover over the open sewer chamber. He says the city is looking into special locks. Welding the cover shut or even buying new ones made of fiberglass or some other heavy-duty material that isn't in such high demand. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.